you're so welcome to the Roundtable Podcast. My name is Sean Booth.
And my name is Candace, and you're so welcome here today. And as you can tell, the last 2 weeks, we have been joining in on a conversation that our young people have been having called Unscripted. It has been unscripted conversation every really single week, and the past 2 weeks have been amazing. Now, tonight, we have another incredible installment for you.
Yeah, so tonight, we're talking about the leader in you. And so we believe that God has given us gifts and talents to be used for his glory. And a part of that is leadership. And so we're having a conversation about the leader in you and not holding back, but stepping out in that and living out the leader that God has called you to be.
Yeah, definitely. So sit back. We hope that you enjoy this conversation, that you are challenged to step out and that you're encouraged to do so. Enjoy.
Enjoy.
Hey guys, welcome back to our third episode of Unscripted. My name is Paige.
And my name is Patrick. Guys, if you missed any of our previous episodes of Unscripted, don't worry, you guys can check it out on our Open Arms YouTube channel.
Yeah, and today's topic is called The Leader Within You, because we believe that every single one of you are called to be leaders, and we are so excited to hear what the guys have to say today.
I'm telling you, this week is going to be an incredible week, so grab a notepad, get your notes ready, and let's jump into it.
Episode of Unscripted. Haven't all the other episodes just been absolutely amazing? And I really, really am glad that you've joined all of us together today for our third episode, not our second, not our fourth, our third episode, and it's called The Leader in You. That's what we are talking around today, and I am so pumped to hear what you guys have to say, your experience, your perspective on some of these questions. But before we do, I'm sure there's some people watching who might not know who you are. So introduce yourselves today, your name, your day job, and if you were a pasta topping, what would you be?
Ooh.
Okay, so your name, your day job, and if you were pasta topping, what would you be?
Deep questions.
I know, very deep. Life-changing, actually. Okay. Rosie, tell us.
So name, what I do, and pasta. Okay, yeah. My name's Rosie. I actually work here at Open Arms. I'm the worship and creative pastor. I do many other things in life. Mm-hmm. That's my day job.
Your day job.
Which is the question. And then if I was a pasta topping, I love pasta.
I know you do. That's why I asked this question.
I appreciate that so much. I love pasta a lot. I honestly think I'd just be cheese.
Oh.
Because cheese is just amazing. And no matter what's going on with the pasta, cheese. Yeah. But probably Parmesan. Oh.
I can guarantee, Rosie, that there will be Parmesan in heaven.
Yeah,
promise you.
Claim it.
Patrick, what about you?
My name is Patrick. My day job, I'm a student.
Yeah.
So that's technically
my job. That's your day job, what are you studying?
Cybercrime and IT security.
Ooh,
in Cairo. Yeah, so it's my first year. And then my favorite pasta topping. I actually don't have a favorite of anything. I don't know if that's because I'm indecisive.
In the world.
Of anything. Not a favorite of anything.
I know you do.
No.
You must be.
We're gonna crack that one.
Yeah.
Maybe by the end, but...
No favorite.
We'll move on then. Yep. So, I'm Caitlin. and I'm in second year.
Mm-hmm.
And my favorite pasta topping... carbonara sauce.
Very good.
Cheese on top, just like
good choice. Mm. Parmesan.
Parmesan as well.
That's so good. Mm-hmm. Well, obviously I'm Candy. My day job is also here at Open Arms Church. And my pasta topping. I want to say bacon, just because bacon makes anything ultimately that's exquisite. So I think you're not allowed to have a favorite.
You don't have a favorite.
I'll just leave now.
absolutely love bacon. It just makes everything taste amazing. We are so glad that you guys are here. Cheers to Costa Coffee as well.
Sponsored by Costa.
Hello. When we're talking about leadership, it feels like it's the right thing to do to have a coffee.
Or a tea.
Yeah, Patrick has a tea. But we're not going to talk about that. We're not going to talk about
that. I have a hot chocolate.
Exactly. We don't like caffeine.
So guys, I wanted to ask you, what do you think is the vibe out there right now with young people and with leadership? Do you think young people want to be leaders, or... do you think young people shy away from leadership, and why? Why would they do that?
That's a really good question. Mm-hmm. I think for me personally, my parents always wanted me to be a leader.
Yeah.
So from young, they were always saying, Patrick, you have to be a leader, not a follower.
Yeah, that's the same as me.
Yeah. But as I kind of grew older, I shied away from being a leader. I think everyone does, just because there's pressure on it that people kind of look up to you, that when you're at the top, you can see more, but people are looking up to you, and then you have to not act a certain way, but you need to keep that reminder, okay, I'm a leader now, that if I mess up, other people are watching me, and if I mess up, they can mess up. It's like this boxer, Anthony Joshua, I don't know if you know him, but he's a very, very good boxer. He's top of the game. Mm-hmm. But he knows he has a big role in leadership, so he's always careful, very humble. He's teaching people. Mm-hmm. So it's that just constant reminder that, you know, that people are watching me and I'm leading people. So
What do you think, Caitlin? Like,
I think a lot of people are more shy away. Like my friends, I was like the first person to actually step out into leadership, and I tried to bring my friends onto it with me. I said we'll do the experience together, but I think it's just the fact of being with kids or leaders, or just being a role model in just that way. If you have if you do something wrong, you're thinking, oh no.
So it's like almost there's like a pressure on it if you do become a leader. For you, Rosie?
Yeah, and I think that's pretty, because I know the question was like for young people out there, and obviously we are still young.
We're so young. prime of our 20s, right?
I think it's universal to almost shy away from leadership. Like, I think you can obviously make that blanket statement, but yeah, I think because leadership is responsibility, leading is responsibility, and that's weighty, and I think like even though for me, like even as when I was younger, when I was your guys' age, like 2 years ago, but I would have been the same. I would have shied away because it's scary, because it's exposing, because it's responsibility. But yeah, I think that's probably quite true.
So do you guys think that there may be some other reasons or other factors or things that make people say, I don't want to be a leader? Like, what do you think some of those things could be? We've said responsibility and pressure and weight. Are there any other things that you think would make people be like, oh, gross?
Friends.
Hello. Why? What
friends,
do you mean?
Friends, they'd be judging. There's a lot of judging in this world, obviously. Mm-hmm. And if you say, I'm going to church to lead, they'd be like, church, leading, young, okay. Yeah. It's just different for people anyway.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I agree with Caitlin. I think to be a leader, you need to kind of stand out. So as soon as you stand out, you're different. You run the risk of being judged. Everyone is looking at you differently.
Yeah.
So I think nobody kind of wants to stand out necessarily when they're younger, because then it opens doors to bullying. People look at you differently. You don't fit in and all that stuff. So,
I think when you do stepping into leadership might look like for you, I think you very quickly learn what, because leadership can just be a buzzword. I think you very quickly learn what actually it means to be a leader. And I think certainly I learned young that leading, it's actually not sparkly and fabulous and this like Instagram like perfect, like it's the best. It's hard work. Leadership actually means you serve others. Serve others. And that's hard. It's got to be selfless. I think when you realize that's a
It's like sacrifice. Like you just sacrifice. You're sacrificing your time, your image, what your friends think of you. Like you're sacrificing so much. And when I was thinking about it, one of the things that I think cause people to hold back maybe is fear of failure. Like, what if I do step out and then I'm just going to be terrible at it, or I'm going to fail, or I'm not going to live up to my expectations or other people's expectations? And I think that holds people back. But obviously we have something in the middle of the table, which is very exciting. And I wanted to do a little plug, Caitlin, for these, which we'll talk about in a minute. But you've obviously made a big like leadership stepping out moment for yourself. And with this comes the possibility of failure. Like, what if it only lasts a week? Like, what if nobody orders from me? And right in the middle of the table, I'm going to show them to everyone watching. Ta-da! we have some beautiful creations, and it is Caitlin's cookie creations. Did I get it right? Okay, so we have Kinder Bueno and we have
Oreo.
Okay, so let's quickly share these out. Who wants one?
Better go for the Kinder Bueno.
What do you have, Patty?
Kinder Bueno.
Oreo?
Kinder Bueno.
Oh!
You're gonna have to have an Oreo.
I think we know what your top seller is gonna be.
Here we go. You can have the Kinder Bueno.
Yes.
Ah, serving. Look at her. Look at her.
Being a leader.
Leadership in action. There we
go. So, do you get details on what's going on inside these cookies, Caitlin?
Right, Caitlin, tell us a little bit more about your cookies. We've only got two flavors, but you have more flavors, right?
So I have Kinder Bueno, I have Oreo, I have Rolo.
Rololo.
I'll have a Rololo.
I have, I have chocolate chip, and then I have cupcakes also. We have chocolate chip, and we have vanilla cupcakes. Also have a marble cupcake, which is vanilla and chocolate, like swirled together. So nice.
That's so amazing. Nice. And I saw on your menu that you have deals. You can get cupcakes, you get cookies, mixtures, two or four, and there's different prices. So if people do want to find these, how can they find you? Like, where do they go?
So on Instagram,
I
have Caitlin's Cookies Creations, and then I have the Instagram, I have the menu and the delivery and all information up there.
And if someone wants to order, how do they?
They just message me and just say what they would like and when they want it.
Okay, in your DMs on Instagram. Yeah. And the your name is Caitlin's Cookie Creations on Instagram. All right, so guys, go check that out. Caitlin's Cookie Creations. No, but Caitlin, we're so proud of you. And I wanted to talk about this because you're in, second year?
Yeah.
And you're crazy. You've decided to launch a business. You've got battle scars even to show you burnt yourself yesterday on the oven. And you've been cooking away, baking away, let us say. And it takes time.
Yeah,
and like Rosie said, it's sacrifice, it's energy. And and what are people going to think? What if it doesn't work? Like, there's all these different thoughts. So why did you decide to exercise leadership and actually start your own company in second year?
I think it's just family, really. I used to always at home having a hobby of baking. And then because they were so nice, I said, why don't I make this a business?
Yeah. So they encouraged you to do it?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Amazing. Yeah. And I think that's one of the, and we'll get to that in a minute, but like one of the important things about leadership is encouraging one another. Yeah. If I see something good in Rosie, I should say, Rosie, you're doing an amazing job. Yeah. I love how you did that. Or your family who said, hey, you're so good at baking. Why didn't you do something? Or I remember, Patrick, when I arrived in Cape Town, when I arrived from Cape Town in 2018, you had gone to Pulse that year, and God like changed your life in the most amazing way. And I remember you giving a testimony on screen, and people encouraged you. They were like, who is this guy? Like, he's stepping out, he's using his voice, and he's being an influence. And I'm sure there were those haters who were just Patrick. But people also encouraged you as well. And that's such an important thing for us to step into leadership. We need to encourage each other. And there's so many young people in our church and that we're all connected to. And what do you think is something that young people can bring to the table of leadership? So let's pretend this is a leadership table. What can young people bring? Like, what do you think? What do you think they've got inside of them to bring?
Personality.
Ooh.
They could be a joyful person.
Yeah.
Could be a shy person and then come out of your bubble, which I've seen a lot of
you
people.
As well.
Image as well, like how you presentate. How you bring things to the table, like what you do. And
That's very good.
I think they bring a much greater insight to just things in general. Like, I don't think there's too many years in between us, but the stuff that goes on her generation is completely different. Like, I wouldn't have a clue what happens, like everything with TikTok. Like, I feel so old.
I know. Just 'cause I don't use TikTok. Trying to get Patrick to do TikTok challenges. Like, he never did them.
I can never. But I just feel like they bring such a greater insight, and everything's always changing. So even me, I can see something how it is right now, but the way she sees it is completely different. So just bringing young people in there to see kind of life in a different lens.
Very good.
Yeah, no, I agree totally. I think the world changes so quickly. Like, things change. Like, I wasn't on social media for about a year and came back on. I'm like, I don't know how to work it. things change so quick. And I think we always need to be looking to people younger than us to lead. So I think vibrancy, an understanding of what's going on in the world. Because I don't understand what it's like to be a teenager at the moment. I don't understand what it's like to be a 20-something-year-old anymore.
Yeah. And it's the same with my dad, like, oh, my mom, even with Instagram. How do you do this? Can you post this for me? I'm like, so oh, God.
It's so true.
The battle between my sister, though, I'm better. No, you're better.
Of course you are. That's amazing. And I think, you know, young people, they have passion. You know, just get them talking about their favorite clothing items. The other day we were debating about it, but young people bring passion and they can bring energy. And I love what you said, they can bring perspective on things that's different. You know, we've had so many young people involved in Unscripted. Sorry, Rosie, we're on the older side, but we've had more young people involved because young people listen to young people. Like, they are attracted to young people. Young people are magnetic when it comes to communicating and influencing other people. And I think that's also what they have to bring, influence. Like, young people influence young people. And so if there was someone who wanted to step into leadership, whether it was a company, whether it was in the church, whether it was in their school even, but they either felt they weren't good enough or they don't know like how to go about it, or they're unsure if they actually want to do that. Like, what would you say to someone who felt like they couldn't or they weren't good enough to step into leadership? What would you say to them?
That's a good question.
I'm going to interrupt you because I think the cool thing about Unscripted, and people might not know this, is it's literally unscripted. Like, these people don't know the questions beforehand. Like, do you know, like, this is all just from our heart. This is us being real and being raw. And so, putting you guys on the spot every now and again, but what would you say to people?
Everybody's good enough. Nobody's like, there's not a expectation. You don't have to be amazing. It's just whatever your personality, whatever you want to do, it's you. You be you.
That's so good. That's so good. I love that. I love that.
I think you would know I had a big lack of confidence in myself as a leader. Like, I'd always question, am I really good enough? Like, am I even old enough? I'd always put my age, am I actually able to lead people who are older than me and stuff? But just me having the desire to lead meant God has placed that desire in me, so I am good enough to do it. So it's just constantly, not just encouraging others, but encourage yourself that you can do it. You know?
That's so good, Patty.
I'd say you're not alone, because I think every single human being has that same fear or that same, like, I don't know if I can, I don't know if I should. But yeah, I think you, whoever you are, you bring something so completely unique to the table. That nobody else can bring. And I think that's so cool and so beautiful. Like, you're sassy. She acts all cool. But we all bring something so unique to the table. I think it's... for the world to miss out on that is so sad. So with regards to leadership and whether, like, the fear whether or not to step into it, I think what you bring is so unique. And also, leadership isn't a really tidy box. And we all are leaders. We all lead those around us. You influence your friends at school. You influence your friends at college. We all have the ability to lead. But I think each of us brings something so unique.
That's good.
Would you guys say, when you first stepped into leadership, let's pretend there's like two personalities, like the loud people and then the shy, quiet people. Which one do you think you would have been? The loud one or the quieter one? Caitlin?
Quiet one.
Quiet? Rosie?
I don't even know.
You don't know.
Loud. I don't know what you said.
I didn't know you when you were a teenager. Like, were you more reluctant and just like, or would you have been like, I want to be the leader?
Loud.
The loud one?
Yeah.
I think I was the quiet one.
Quiet one?
Yeah.
I was definitely the quiet one. When I was like, honestly, I was like, I can't talk.
Hard to believe.
I can't say anything. I was literally in the corner. I was like, don't talk to me. I was so scared of someone asking me, like, how are you? Because I was like, I don't know. Like, I didn't know how to answer people. I didn't know how to have a conversation with someone who was older than me. Like, I was so shy. And I think I say that to say, look, like, we're all different. Like, it doesn't matter if you think you're quieter or you're shy or whatever. Like, no matter what your personality is, whether you're the go-getter and you want to be the leader, or you're someone who's a little bit more laid-back, like, more introverted, you're not so sure. God can use everybody. It's about becoming available. And so on that, like, for me, one of the things, if you want to become a leader, one of the first steps to take is to be available. Like, what would you guys say to someone who wants to become a leader? What should be one of the first steps that they take to become a leader?
I would say learn to lead yourself.
Okay, unpack that for us. What does that mean?
I think learning to lead yourself, it's like learn, like, because we're all Christians, yeah. we all know Jesus, yeah. So I think learn to develop that in yourself. You can't expect anybody to go with you unless you're bringing yourself there. Like, learn to be disciplined in your own life. Learn to lead yourself. Learn to take control of who you are. Learn to grow in where places you need to grow in. And lead yourself. Yeah. Because if you can't do that, like, you're not going to be able to lead another person. Yeah. Mm.
I've heard that so many times. Like, in order to be a leader, the first person you need to learn to lead is yourself. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, do you make your bed?
Exactly, like, yeah.
Do you say please and thank you to people? Not even people who are older than you, anybody. Like, do you show respect to other human beings? Yeah. Like, do you help clean up afterwards? Yeah. Like, do you help your parents carry the groceries in? That's actually leading. Yeah. Not just sitting there expecting, you know, leadership to, sometimes we think, oh, it's going to come on a silver platter and be like, yeah, Kate, be a leader.
Yeah.
It's those little things of like, cool, I'm going to help, or I'm going to stack the chairs, or I'm just going to grab a broom and start sweeping up. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm just going to do it. Mm. And lead yourself in that. Don't wait for someone to say, hey, be a leader. But you just choose to step out and do that. That's so good, Rosie.
Mm-hmm.
Love it.
That's really good. I really agree with that. That's the first thing that popped into my head. Because you can't really lead someone further than you've gone yourself. Like, you can't bring someone through the distance if you haven't gone that distance. So just, you know, developing your relationship with God. And for me, I know my dad always said to me that charity begins at home. So, if you can actually...
Say that again, Patrick.
Charity begins at home. Yeah.
Very good.
I hope he's watching this.
Brownie boys!
Christmas coming up. But, so if you can actually lead at home, because at home everyone's more likely to, you know, and just be your real self when you're at home. You see the ugly within yourself.
Two different sides. Exactly. Church, school, and home.
Yeah. But if you're actually able to lead at home, then that's just going to generate outside. Like, you won't have a problem when you go outside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, that's so good.
Yeah.
So good. That's anything else?
Like, when you're young and your parents try to teach you manners, that's what, like, being manner, like, for leaders, you should be, like, the home has a lot to do with, like, leading and what you see is what you act on.
That's really good. And I think, you know, no two leaders are the same. Like, even around this table, we're all leaders in our own way. And I think anyone who's watching this, like, you would have your own personal style of leadership, the way you communicate, the way you dress, the way you look, the way you interact with people. But I think no matter who you are, there's certain qualities in leadership that are essential. Like, no matter who you are, these things kind of have to be there. They're really important leadership qualities. What do you think some of those qualities would be?
Being nice. Don't be mean.
That is good. That is
be
good.
Be kind.
Be a kind human.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You give out kind, you'll get kind.
Yeah. That's very good, Caitlin. That's such an important one. Can I just make a comment on that, actually?
Yeah,
because especially with our young people, like, we're so quick to judge.
Yeah.
And I've seen how some of you guys treat one another. You just laugh at each other and pretend, like, beat each other up or break each other down.
Yeah.
And it's like a big joke.
Mm.
But it's like, you know what, like, that phrase, sticks and stones,
break your bones,
but words will never hurt. That's an absolute lie.
Yeah.
Like, words hurt.
No,
and the things that come out of our mouths and people ripping you apart because you shared something or you stepped out and did something and all laughing at each other.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, like, that's not kind. That's not Christ-like. Mm. Like, Jesus has asked us to be there and to be loving and to be kind and to bring life and hope to one another. And how does breaking one another down do that? Like,
that's
it
true.
Doesn't. So I think, Caitlin, that one is huge. Like, the words and how we treat people with kindness or with not kindness is, like, so, so important.
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
laughing at somebody and then laughing with somebody, there's a
so
big difference.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Any other qualities that you guys think is important for a leader? Like, random ones.
Yeah. This quality I admire in you a lot, and it's patience. Because
throughout
our whole
academy... Really? I know, sometimes I'm like,
patience? Because throughout our whole academy year, I've done some pretty silly things that just messed up, but you had that patience. Me, I have zero patience. So that's something I need to develop in. Like, there's going to be people watching this and be like, he has zero patience, because it's true. So patience is definitely one I need to develop, but it's super, super important. And the other one is transparency.
Yeah.
I think people should be able to see right through you. Like, and that's what I want for myself. Like, I don't want to be hiding stuff.
Mm-hmm. So
I don't want to act like someone I'm not. I want people to see through me. I don't want there to be anything to hide. Yeah. I think transparency and patience are two really, really big things that get you very far.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah. I think first thing that came to my mind was this, like, a balance between humility and confidence, which is really hard.
Yes.
Because a lot of the time you do see leaders that they're the loudest people in the room. But I think you have to strike this balance between being absolutely humble and open-handed with everything and who you are and how you do things. Humble enough to be like, you know what, I actually don't know everything.
Yeah.
I actually don't know how to handle this. I actually don't know how to lead through this.
So
but then being confident at the same time, but not cocky or arrogant, but confident in who God's made you to be, confident in where you're going, even if you're not sure, but just being confident and secure, no, this is what I believe God has called, but confidence and humility, the tension.
That's good.
That's so good. And I think kind of what, based off of what you said, Patrick, is this word integrity. I love that you said, I want people to be able to see right through me. And I think that's so big because people hide so much these days, and it's like, oh, I'm a leader at church, but then I go out with my friends and I do this and this and this.
Yeah.
And integrity is that you're the same person no matter where you are. And so if you're like this at church, you're like that with your friends at the party, because you can go to a party. Like, you know, it's not like, oh, you're a Christian, you can't do that. Like, no, you can, but you're still the same person.
Yeah.
You have kindness no matter where you are. If someone had to ask you something, you'd be completely honest, and there'd be no lying. There'd be integrity in who you are. You're integrous, and I think that's such a big thing in leadership, is just to be real, to not be fake, not cover up or pretend. Because the hard thing is, if you're trying to be a leader and you don't have integrity, you may grow because you've got a cool personality and you look hip and cool and you dress a certain way. And you may like step up in leadership, but if you don't have integrity, that's the thing that's eventually going to cause you to fall. And the higher you go in leadership, the harder the fall. And so it's like being integrous no matter where you are, being honest, having people that you share your struggles with, having people that you're honest and open with, I think is so important. And that's hard. Like, that's hard for every single one of us along the journey. And I think the last thing for today is, what one word of encouragement would you give to someone to say, hey, go, step up and step into leadership? Like, God's got something for you. We believe that at Unite. That's why we want to talk around this topic. But what one thing of encouragement would you say to someone so that they can go and, like, step into it?
I need to think about that one.
I know. It is hard. Because I know that there's people watching and they're like, oh, I don't want to be a leader, or I can't be, or I messed up before and I don't want to try again. But I know that every single one of our young people watching, they have got potential. They've got something inside of them, but they need to step out. Like, it's not going to just happen. Like, what would you say to them that would give them that, like, nudge, you know?
I think I'd echo what I think I said earlier, is that you are an absolute original. Like, there is nobody can bring to the table or to this world or to life what you can bring. Like, there's no other Patrick. There is literally not another Patrick. Even if you had a twin, there's not another Patrick. And everything that you bring, your personality, your weirdness, your but nobody else will bring that. And when it comes to leadership, you bring all of you to that table. And I would say you're an original, and no one else can replace that. And, like, let that encourage you. Like, no, I have something unique to bring.
That's so good, Rosie. Yeah. Really good.
That's really good.
I think it's just to be yourself.
Yeah.
I think people think, like, I'm not good enough, I'm too young, or I'm too old. I think it's just you. Everybody can be a leader. Like, you're being a leader right now, even if you're not leading in church. Like,
it's true.
Some people are looking up to you, even though you don't know that.
Everyone's influencing someone. Whether we like it or not, we're influencing.
Coming back to what Rosie said, I just think what she said was really amazing, that the world needs to kind of know you, that there is only one you, and God has made you for a reason, and you have a purpose. So it's just like, it's almost a sad thing if the world doesn't get to know you.
Because
we're all missing out. If we don't get to know you, we're all missing out. We wouldn't have wonderful cookies here today. So and like you said, we're all actually leaders, because we're all influence someone. So the only thing I would say to encourage you is, you know, God made you for a reason. Encourage yourself. look for encouragement with others.
That's good.
And be you, because being you is going to influence someone else.
Yeah,
definitely. And I think on that, I'd say, like, check who you're surrounding yourself with. Yeah. We all know that phrase, show me your friends and I'll show you your future. Show me your friends and I'll show you your future. And you're either going to have friends that's going to bring out that uniqueness in you and encourage you and say, yeah, let's get involved, let's go do that, and influence people in the right direction. Or you're going to have those friends they who don't. It. They crush you. They drag you down. They break you down. They make fun of you, and all that's going to do is push you into a deep dark hole, and you're not going to show the world who God's created you to be. And guys, I absolutely just loved, like, hearing your perspective, your journey, all the way from second year all the way up to a few years out of school and in between. But I love it, and we all have different perspective, and I know that some of the guys watching today, you know, they'd be in different places. Some would be super involved. Some would, like, not be involved at all, wondering, should I and how do I step out? And I know that today would have encouraged them. So thank you guys for sharing so much. And today, my hope is that as you were watching this, that you found yourself somewhere in what Caitlin or Rosie or Patrick said, that you found yourself in there somewhere, and that God really did use this to encourage you and to nudge you on, say, hey, you are unique. There's no one in the world like you. And that's what we believe at Unite, that you are important, that God's got something for your life, and we want to be a part of helping you step into that. And so I really hope that today encouraged you. But before we go, we want to ask Rosie to pray, pray for all of our young people listening, that they would step into what God has called them to be.
Of course. So, Lord, I thank you so much for this day. Lord, we thank you for Caitlin and for Patrick and for Candy and Lord, for just the everything that's been shared today. And Lord, I pray for every single person that's watching this. Lord, I pray that you would just, even as we tune out of it today, Lord, I pray that you would just remind us again of who you have created us to be. Lord, I thank you that you have made each of us unique. God, I thank you that you do give us all our quirks. And Lord, I thank you that we do bring something unique to the table. And Lord, I pray that you would help us to discover that. I pray that you'd help us to walk boldly in that. You'd help us to step out and be the leaders and be the people that you've called us to be. Lord, we thank you so much. Thank you for every single person that's watching. Lord, I pray that you bless them in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. So guys, thank you so much for watching episode 3, and we'll catch you next week for Unscripted.